888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286, or at MatreDayRadio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. I'm Brian Howell from Salt and Light Catholic Radio over in the Diocese of Boise. Been my tremendous pleasure to be the guest host this week, and the week has flown by. We have had so much fun during these spring share-a-thons, and we hope that you have maybe caught on to some of that fun, that you've been inspired, that we have renewed your hope in some way. But another amazing hour, Patrick.
It was fantastic. Sister got us going in such a big way. Thank you so much, Sister Teresa. And then Margaret coming in, her friend and sister told me Margaret actually oversees the plants and the flowers at St. Michael's. Oh. So that's why she said, I got the flowers. So
she got the flowers.
And she put us over the top for the hour. So we brought in that $2,000 challenge to start the day. Man, put a spring in my step, and it just keeps getting better and better, because every time Sunday I noticed this, I was listening to Voice of the Shepherd, and Bishop Smith was on, and it just infuses me with the Holy Spirit. So I'm charged up for this hour, too. Here's what we're going to do for this hour with Bishop Smith, $3,000 straight match. We'll double all gifts up to $3,000 between now and the top of the next hour. No catches. No, it's not a challenge. Just dollar for dollar match in honor of Bishop Smith for $3,000. Okay?
All right, 888-823-5286. No gift too small when we have those matching funds available to us. If you've never given to Mater Dei Radio, make this the first share-a-thon that you pick up the phone. Take that courageous step from listener to supporter. Invest in this beautiful ministry that we have enjoyed here for 34 years. We have plenty of room at the table for new family members. Come on, join the family and know that your gift is going to be doubled. Your first gift to this beautiful ministry called Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.
Well, I know the perfect person who will get us on the way along with that call. Joining us for this entire hour is our auxiliary bishop, Bishop Peter Smith, joining us today. Good morning, Bishop Peter. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing great. Good to be with you all and all the folks who are listening in whatever way they're doing it, directly or live streaming on Mater Dei Radio. Blessings to you all.
Oh, it is so wonderful to have you again. We always have, we have to have our share-a-thons twice a year. We take a break just two times a year to ask for your support and ask for our listeners to support us. And Bishop Peter, I think you always find an hour to join us, and we are just so blessed. We are so thankful to have you with us today. We are still in this Easter season, so to just kick off this hour, just let us know how your Easter Triduum went, where you spent your Easter Sunday celebrations.
Well, this year I was kept rather busy because I was helping to cover St. Rose Parish. Father Matt Lieber took a three-month sabbatical starting in the new year, and after 11 years of being pastor there. So as of myself, Father Julia, our vocation director, Monsignor Hunniger, who was a previous pastor, the three of us did most of it, and then Father George Kufarigi and Father Tony Galati helped out as well. So the last 2 weeks of Lent, including the Holy Week and the Triduum, I had all the services. So it was great to go back and do the Holy Week services and do the Triduum and be with people. The folks came with great faith and great celebration. It was just a wonderful experience.
Bishop Peter, we change year after year, and we have a Lent every year, and we have an Easter Triduum every year, and we have an Easter season every year. What is something that you do or something that you can say to all of us that as we continue the celebration of Easter, we just don't see it as another time of year, that we can look at every liturgical season with new eyes and a new being and a new sense of spirituality?
Well, to do that, what really makes a difference is that encounter with Jesus and that ongoing life-giving transformative relationship with him, as Archbishop Sample is so often want to say. We need that. If we're going to understand and grow deeper in the liturgy, grow deeper in our faith, grow deeper in all aspects of our life of faith, we need that personal relationship with the Lord. And that allows us to engage in an ever more deep level with things like Lent, with Holy Week, with the Triduum, and it allows the Lord to bring, as the scriptures say, the wise steward brings forth treasures old and new. So it's the old because we're used to it, but it's also always new because God can bring us so much more wisdom, insight, understanding as we go through this year by year and celebrate it.
I love that because God gives us so much more, even more than we could imagine or dream possible. And so it's important, I think, I always have to remind myself not to compartmentalize God, not to say this is the part that I'm going to let God affect my life in, but to just let it be, let the Spirit flow, let Holy Spirit move within all of our lives. And yeah, just encounter our Lord Jesus Christ new with the eyes of another year of wisdom, perhaps. And hopefully we are growing in that year after year. It is our auxiliary bishop, Peter Smith, joining us this hour. So let's get this hour started with some phone calls. We had one that came in earlier. As soon as you make your pledge, it is doubled, the full amount. So if you pledge at $10 a month, well, Mater Dei Radio immediately gets that $120 match. I think these are the best hours to have just these straight match. And we can do this all the way up to $3,000. So, all right, who's listening this morning? We are in the 8 o'clock hour. I know normally we'd be rolling in with the morning blend. You'd be hearing the news, the interviews. I was going to say Pat's sports updates, but this time of year, it's Pat's baseball updates because we know that he's
there's
got
other sports going on besides baseball right now?
No.
I didn't think
there's
so.
There's not any.
Oh, yes. Man, I just want to go run to a Mariners game right now with that in the background.
Mm. Bishop Peter, no, you are not from the U.S. You from New Zealand. South Africa, correct?
Yes, that's Originally. Correct.
Did you play, you didn't play baseball though, was cricket, was that a popular sport?
Very much so. In fact, the sports when I was growing up were rugby, cricket, and soccer, what Americans call soccer, the rest of the world calls football. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, they were actually, baseball was present there, but it was a very sort of small part of sports. South Africans are sports crazy, but rugby, cricket, and soccer were the big sports that everybody really got involved in.
Okay.
And I played all three.
Nice.
Wow.
Well,
I was not a stellar athlete, to put it mildly, but I could basically hold my own. That's about the best I could do.
That's all you need to do. That's all. You just have to be what God calls you to be. Some of us were called to be, you know, great athletes. Other one of us, well, we're called to be evangelizers. I think you have definitely found the role God intended you to thrive at. Bishop Peter Smith is joining us today. So, all right. Well, let's get going on this. Bishop, we've been talking about how when we have these certain goals, people like the drama of it. But we would love it to just have just this constant flow of calls coming in. And so we are just asking all of our listeners this morning to give us a call, 888-823-5286. Bishop Peter, the theme of this year's Share-a-thon, renew your hope. And of course, being in this Easter season, we can see how through Christ's passion, death, and resurrection, it is eternal hope. It is the hope that all of us yearn for and want and pray about. Kind of give our listeners a little bit of your thoughts on renewing your hope.
Well, hope is essential in order to live any sort of life effectively, and even more so with the Christian life. And we talk about the virtues, faith, hope, and love, but hope is the one that's underappreciated. And when people don't have hope, then they just fall into sort of like a sullen acceptance of things, or worse, you start ending up in despair. And when people have despair, bad things happen. You know, so hope is the antidote to this, and our hope is sure because it's in Christ. And the Lord made that clear himself. It's not like I hope, sorry, Pat, I hope the Mariners win or whatever your ball club wins today or tomorrow. That's not real hope. That's a personal desire for one as a preference. But the hope that we talk about and what Scripture talks about is what St. Paul writes about. Our hope is this, it's in the Lord, and it's a sure and certain hope. And the Easter season reminds us of that, because at the moment when it seems like Satan, sin, and death have triumphed, what happens? God turns everything on its head, and Christ rises and defeats all of that. And so that's the basis of our sure and certain hope. We know, and the reality is Jesus Christ has won this thing already. I like to use the example of World War II. The key moment in World War II was the invasion of Normandy. When the invasion held and the beachhead held, it was all over. The war was done. But there was another year's worth of intense fighting and a lot of suffering and difficulty and challenge and so on before that happened. But in terms of human history or history and salvation history, we're in that time between the invasion of Normandy and the end of the war, because the invasion of Normandy is the decisive moment. What's the decisive moment of our human history and salvation history? The incarnation, passion, death, resurrection, Pentecost of Jesus Christ. That is the decisive moment, and because of that, we have the victory. The victory is won. We're just in this period between then and the end of time. Now, we've been in this for 2,000 years, and who knows how much longer we'll be there. But if we look at this from the perspective of Christ has won the victory, no matter what the situation or circumstances we find ourselves in, we can have that hope. You know, it's like we say at our funerals, the preface one for funerals is wonderful. It says, death is not the end. It is a change from this part of our eternal lives to the rest of it. Death is not the end. You know, so in one sense, that's why hope is so important. Hope transforms even death.
That is beautiful. 888-823-5286, the number to call. 888-823-5286, or go online, MontredayRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
Well, I have a question for Bishop Smith, because we were talking about the victory that has been won. And after the resurrection, you had that Easter reading where the disciple that Jesus loved mentions three times that he beat Peter to the tomb. I mean, it's like, I won this race. So I had to think that the apostles were a little bit competitive.
Well, if they're normal human beings, yes.
That's right. You know what? I certainly appreciate Bishop Peter this morning, because not only does he share with us this incredible message of hope, he puts Pat in his place along with his Astros. That's
always,
right. You're in Mariners country, Pat. Don't ever forget
and,
that.
And I was thinking of Bishop Peter playing rugby, and I was like, nope, I would just yield to him. Yeah.
Of course.
But you know what? You were talking about sports, and I will tell you, during the summer, of course, I am fixated on baseball. But this year, we have something very special, and that is the Olympics coming up in July in
That's
Paris.
Right,
so we've got
Paris.
The whole world coming together for that, and the whole world's coming together today. I want to thank Brigida here in Hillsboro, goes to St. Anthony's there in Tigard. Thank you so much, Brigida, for making that gift at 888-823-5286. Daniel in Yamhill, what an incredible story. Daniel goes to St. Peter in Newburgh and St. John there in Yamhill. He is a revert to the faith who came back through Catholic radio. It brought him back to the faith. That's the same story I have, and this is why I'm so dedicated to it. And I tell you what, Daniel, hearing that story just touches me to my heart. Thank you so much. Finally, Audrey, thank you. Audrey from Vancouver at St. Joe's, doing so much for our ministry, Audrey.
Audrey, thank you, Audrey. Your sister, your mama.
Yeah, God bless you. And she's back there answering phones. We've got that whole crew from the Holy Family Catholic Clinic answering phones this morning. And judging by that, I'd say they're pretty busy right now. But here's where we stand for the hour. 6:40 in, we're going to double that. So that's 12:80 with the match and 23:60 to go. Again, we're matching dollar for dollar for Bishop Smith up to $3,000. So let us double your gift right now. 888-823-5288. 286, online, MatraDayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app, because it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
I know my defeat had been hurting here. It's been a long week, but hey, make that call during the break, and that way you don't miss anything that Bishop Peter has to say. We're having a great conversation with him, and so call during the break so you can enjoy the rest of the hour. 888-823-5286 or MatraDayRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app. It is the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon, Faithful Friday. We'll be back with more on Mater Dei Radio.
This is Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Please consider making your gift now by calling our volunteers at 888-823-5286 or go online to our secure payment gateway at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for your prayerful generosity, and God bless you.
Aloha, everyone. This is Bear Wozniak from the Bear Wozniak Adventure Radio Show and Long Ride Home TV Show. Now more than ever, during these very confusing and uncertain times, we need Catholic radio. And Catholic radio needs you. Please support your local Catholic radio station with a gift at whatever your means will allow. Where else will you hear the truth of the gospel proclaimed with such clarity and compassion? We know you rely on Catholic radio for prayers, devotionals, apologetics, and encouragement, and Catholic radio is relying on you.
My name is Miriam Marston, and I host a weekly show here on Mater Dei Radio called Blazing the Trail, which explores the Church's mission of evangelization through interviews, song, and scripture. And one of my favorite scripture passages is from the letter to the Hebrews, where we read, "Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, for he who made the promise is trustworthy." So what is this confession that gives us hope? Well, at the heart of it is the belief that sin and death do not have the last word, but rather Jesus Christ descended into death itself and shattered its power so that we might be set free from its prison and offered a path to new life through Christ himself. Now, if that is not a cause for hope, then I don't know what would be. And each day here on Mater Dei Radio, we hear about the one who made the promise, the one who is trustworthy, the one who fills our lives with purpose and meaning, Jesus, our rock and our salvation. And we need his voice of hope echoing through our lives. You know, I know that most of us are facing various challenges today. Perhaps it's a difficult situation in the family or a seemingly insurmountable problem at work. And all of these things can chip away at our hope. So isn't it a gift that we can turn on the radio or listen through the website or the app and be confident that what we are tuning into isn't just some white noise to keep us company on a long commute, but rather we're letting hope permeate our day, which also helps to transform us into instruments of encouragement for others. So thank you for doing what you can to support the work of Mater Dei Radio to keep messages of hope on the air. Because every word of hope calls us back to Christ, who has promised to make all things new. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome back to Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286. Off to a quick start, but we need to finish strong. We have matching funds available to us. We still have well over $2,000 worth of matching funds. We want to bring in the full $6,000 for Bishop this hour, so let's hear from you, please, at 888-823-5286, and know that your gift is going to be doubled. We're going to match it dollar for dollar up to $3,000. 888-823-5286 or MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for that call.
Absolutely. I love these calls that are coming in, because what happens is we have these little breaks in between. People can call in, make their pledge, go online to MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app and make your pledge, because we're going to talk to Bishop Peter. And everybody, it's like we all pause and almost stop breathing. We are so drawn in to the message that Bishop Peter has. And so, Bishop Peter, thank you so much for staying with us. You know, we were having a little discussion earlier on. You talked about, you know, you were involved in athletics, but that is not where God called you to be. He called you to be a priest and now a bishop in the Archdiocese of Portland. Can you share with us a little bit about that journey? Because maybe there was a time in your life that you thought maybe God wasn't calling you to the priesthood. How did that develop over the years?
Well, that's pretty much what happened. I had my life planned out. I was always a faithful Catholic. I was an altar server and involved in the church all the way through. And I made my decisions for my own life. I'm fairly analytical and planned things out. So I had my life mapped out. I was, when I finished my military service, I went to university and went through business school, and I was in law, going to go to law school, go through law school, joined from my family's law firm. By now I would have taken over as the senior partner, and get married and have a family. I was dating somebody, and that was my career track. That was my life track. And, you know, I was going to be a good Catholic all the way through it and so on. And when I was 20, in my second year, at university, I had a profound experience of the Lord, which God went from being distant but real to very personal and real, and it's remained that way ever since. And what that did was, I had this, I don't like to call it a conversion because I was never away from the Lord, but it was like, I had something like a deep experience of faith that just revolutionized my life. Everything started to come real in a way it never did before. At some point in that journey, I started to think, you know, I've made all these life decisions, and now...
I think you can hear what is going on here.
It goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Your words, your words obviously are affecting people who are hearing us right now. That
inspired.
Means a substantial gift has been given this hour. We will get an update very soon, but we already know whatever the amount of that gift, it's already been doubled for Mater Dei Radio. So sorry about that pause, but yeah, please continue, Bishop.
Yeah, so what happened was I started to then go back and say, maybe I should ask God whether God has anything to say about all these major life decisions. And so I started doing that as I was beginning law school. And in about 18 months, God changed, or invited me to change. I don't want to say change, because I have free will and I had to assent to it. God changed my plan for my state in life, my plan for my career, and then my plan for where I was going to live and serve the Lord. And I ended up, during that time, I met some people from a lay movement at a conference in the U.S., and one thing led to another, and I came out to visit, and I'm still here. But within that lay movement, I joined a group of brothers about a little less than a year in, and I've lived with them ever since. And when the possibility of priesthood opened up, because we would have had to leave the association to go and be priests in a diocese or community, a little-known bishop at the time by the name of Francis George became our patron. And when he moved here to Portland, he brought us out, and I entered the seminary, and that's where things went from there. It was, my discernment was, okay, Lord, if I can live fully the life of community and be a priest, I'm in. And that's what the Lord did. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm in. So in the fall of 96, I came out with some other members of my community, Father Chuck Wood and Father Mike Keeber, and we started at Mount Angel Seminary. And in 2000, Father Chuck and Father Mike were ordained. I was ordained in 2001. And that's how I became a priest here in the Archdiocese of Portland, and served at Our Lady of the Lake. I served as a deacon for a year at All Saints, 3 years at Our Lady of the Lake, studied canon law for 2 years, 7 years as pastor at St. Rose, and then Archbishop Sample, who had just arrived, pulled me out to be Vicar General and Moderator of the Curia, and then 7 months later, I get this phone call. and the Holy Father, Pope Francis, appointed me auxiliary bishop. So that's the short story of how I got to this situation. And if you'd ever told me this would have happened in my life, I would have asked what you were using.
Oh, you know, that is such an inspired story, because what it did was you just asked the Lord to help guide me. Just an ask, a question, help guide me. And when you let the Lord be your guide, boy, the places he will take you. Wasn't there a book, Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Yeah, I think it was
right?
Dr. Seuss wrote
Dr.
that.
Dr. Seuss
yeah,
said that.
Wise
said,
words.
Eat green eggs and ham. So I don't know if I want it completely, but if it's going to lead Bishop Smith to serve all of us here in the Portland Archdiocese, well, I think that is a perfect breakfast.
I think sometimes, you know, that old saying, if you want to make God laugh, just make plans. And it sounds like that was definitely something in Bishop Peter's life where you think you have control. I'm married to a control freak, and I have to remind her every day, let go, let God, because at the end of the day, we have control over just a minuscule part of our day with our free will that Bishop was talking about. So, Patrick, wow.
Pray, hope, don't worry.
I think I've heard that a little bit this week.
Who said that?
Hey, we have had a flurry here. What an hour. What a great hour with Bishop Smith. Want to thank Molly, our good friend Molly, getting in from St. Patrick and Holy Rosary here in Portland. Thank you, Molly,
thank
for
you
all your
so
generosity.
Very much.
Great to have you be a part of the Share-a-thon this time around this morning. And we heard from Pat in Happy Valley. Goes to St. Agatha's over there in Selwood, right over there by where we got our dinner yesterday.
Oh,
yes, we're talking
about Jade Bistro.
Jade Bistro right over there in Selwood, too. Had to mention that.
I enjoyed
they take
my
such
meal.
Good care of us. But Pat, I want to tell you about Pat, because he is making this gift in honor of Bishop Smith. But not only that, in honor of his dad and his parents, they were some of the original founders of Matre Day Radio.
Wow.
And their family has been involved with us very closely for the last 34 years. So, Pat, thank you for this wonderful gift, the way you're honoring your family and Bishop Smith. But also for all of the great things you have done. I want to tell you that legacy is the reason we're here 34 years later. It's just amazing. All right, doing well on the hour. $1,760 in, so we're well over halfway. $1,760 in leaves us $1,240 to go, matching dollar for dollar. So both of these gifts, we're going to double up this hour in honor of Bishop Smith.
888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286. I wanted to remind Bishop Peter Smith is our guest here this hour, and we were very blessed. Our second Idaho Catholic Men's Conference, Bishop came out and was one of our keynote speakers, and we had close to 1,000 men packed inside this high school gymnasium for that particular one, and he was joined by Father Mike Schmitz, who we all know and love because of Bible in a Year. But, you know, to get 1,000 men into a small area like that, Bishop, and the message that you provide, maybe just take some time and talk about, because you had mentioned you have this analytical mind, which I think most men do. I mean, we're doers, we're fixers, but sometimes it's difficult to be vulnerable and bring on that spiritual aspect of what we're meant to do. So maybe just speak to the importance of men getting together and encourage one another spiritually.
It's essential to the, at least just in a psychological thing, it's essential to the mental health and psychological health of men to associate with one another. And what culture has done over the last sort of 30, 40 years is they've taken away the options for men to do that. And so guys don't have a place to hang out together nearly so much. So having conferences like these men's conferences and other possibilities like that, that's a really good way to help guys connect and so on and build relationships and focus. It's I remember that conference well, because I think I was called by Bishop Christensen, who's a friend of mine. I knew him when he was a priest in St. Paul, Minneapolis, and then he ended up as a bishop in Superior, and then across in Boise. And I know a number of the Boise priests because we were at Mount Angel together. In fact, I came out and did the priest retreat this last fall. It was wonderful to be there and be with all the priests and most of the priests in the diocese. But what happened at that particular conference is Bishop Christensen called me and he said, we've had another speaker who was supposed to be there cancel out. Is there any possibility? So I looked at my schedule, I pinged my schedule out, and I said, yeah, I'll fly out tomorrow morning. And so I arrived, was picked up, went straight to the menu. That's where I met Father Mike for the first time. We've seen each other many, many times since, but that's the first time I had met him. And I had to give a talk and hung around for a little bit, and then back on a plane, back to crazy Portland. So here we are.
Well, you are welcome anytime, Bishop. And next time, we hope that you can have some time to stop by the radio station. We would love to have you there and give you the nickel tour, as we like to say over there in Boise. But yes, thank you so much for being there on such short notice. And you did. You gave a tremendous talk, and everybody was inspired. And that's one of those things that our radio station in the Diocese of Boise is able to provide, are those men's conferences, a women's conference. We also have a very strong Hispanic ministry. But all those things are made possible by these financial gifts, and that's why we come to you just twice a year in the spring and in the fall with these share-a-thons, asking for your financial help. Matre Dei Radio has been inspiring people for 34 years. We've heard many stories already this week. Vocations have come out of something that those people heard on Matre Dei Radio. We've heard the word encounter many, many times over the course of these last 4 days, and we know this fifth and final day is also going to be tremendously inspirational. Hopefully you have heard something that has touched your heart. Take that as a prompting from the Holy Spirit that I need to get on there now and have my gift doubled. 888-823-5286. Just $1,240 to go. We've hit most, if not all, of our goals these last 4 days. We have been tremendously blessed, and we are very humbled. We're very thankful. We just need one more day.
That's right.
So we can keep this going strong well into the future.
Bishop Peter, we have big goals for this final day of the Spring Share-a-thon. Can you maybe just, you know, for our listeners now, tell them why it is such a valuable thing for our area to have Catholic radio and why they should pledge this morning?
Sure. It falls under the whole area of communications. We have to communicate our message, communicate the vision, communicate the gospel, communicate the good news in all forms. So any aspect of that is something that we need to do because it multiplies the spoken word. You know, look what happened during COVID with the when we had to live stream masses. All of a sudden, there was a lot of people, now initially because they couldn't be there, but since then, there are people like Shuttons and others who now have access to the celebration of the Eucharist in our churches. And so there's a great example of how technology helps expand the message and reach more people. So any form of Catholic media, including Catholic radio, what Mater Dei is doing, helps expand the footprint, expand the reach of the good news that the church has. And so we always want to support that. And as technology develops, keep supporting that. Find ways to proclaim the good news and to reach people, many of whom perhaps would not have been reached otherwise.
Absolutely. 888-823-5286. And again, we had a really quick start to this hour, but we still have to finish strong. We're only $1,240 away from our goal. Thank you for that call, 888-823-5286. Why don't we go to break and give you that opportunity to make that call, make that pledge of support, so that when we come back with our final segment with Bishop Peter Smith, you don't miss anything that he has to say. 888-823-5286. Call during the break or go online, MatreDeiRadio.com, or the free Hail Mary Media app. It is Faithful Friday, the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon here at Matre Dei Radio.
This is Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Please consider making your gift now by calling our volunteers at 888-823-5286 or go online to our secure payment gateway at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Thank you for your prayerful generosity, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live. Catholic radio is changing the world. From just a few stations at the beginning of this century, there are now hundreds of Catholic stations around the country. What people find on Catholic radio is different because the Catholic faith is different. Meeting Jesus in the Catholic faith sets people free and heals them from the many hurts our world inflicts. It just takes one Catholic radio station in each media market to provide the hope and life that is missing across most of the media landscape. When you support this station, you offer a lifeline to a soul in need. You help save a marriage or an innocent life or a young person crushed by secular pressures. That's how powerful the message of God's love in Jesus Christ is. We're all called to share the good news of God's love given to us in Jesus, and that is exactly what you do when you offer your support. Please call now and support this Catholic radio station.
Mater Dei Radio invites you to enjoy this reflection by Julian Durko, host of the show, Your Next Mission from God.
I've had the privilege of being an RCIA director in a couple of parishes in our archdiocese. And in my experience, I have found that a good amount of folks desire entry into the church because of their exposure to Catholic radio, and specifically to our local radio station, Mater Dei Radio. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read about the Word of God falling on different types of soil. And I can tell you that Mater Dei Radio is a soil cultivator. It helps people receive the good news of the gospel, to understand it more, and to allow Jesus to nurture a personal relationship with them. It really helps get that soil in the right condition to be very fruitful in the kingdom of God. Jesus' mission on earth is to defeat the works of the devil and to rescue us, to save the whole world. And he invites the church to join him in this work, the greatest work that can be done while we're here. That's why we're here. And a substantial way to do this, to join Jesus in this mission, is contributing to Mater Dei Radio. Mater Dei Radio is a soil cultivator, the soil of our souls. It's a mission multiplier, and it's a beautiful way to join Jesus in his mission to save the world.
Welcome back to Mater Dei Radio's 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope and join us in sharing this great joy by leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
It's Faithful Friday, the fifth and final day of Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. That phone number, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or go online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app. We heard the phone ring a couple of times as we went into break, so we'll be getting an update from Patrick Ryan here shortly. But we had $1,240 to go as we went into that break, so we need to continue to keep our foot on the gas. We started strong. We want to finish strong this hour. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, or online, materdeiradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
Well, they are writing in the phone room right now. Our volunteers here from the Holy Family Catholic Clinic, and we're keeping them busy this morning at 888-823-5286. Also, stand busy online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Guys, we are really close. $360 to go to bring it all in. $360, and you know, if my math is right, that's about a dollar a day. And those truffles, those Easter truffles from the monks out in Amity, oh, you you get that, oh, they're delicious. Man, they look good. That lavender and that lemon ice.
Wow, right?
Yeah, dollar a day and you get that, and we'll double your gift. So it won't just be a $360 gift, it'll be a $720 gift you'll be making.
That would be fabulous. You know, when we were going through preparing for Share-a-thon, we talked about the different levels and gifts that we would be able to have, and when we found, when Deborah, I think it was, said, you know, they have these Easter truffles in the magazine, Pat goes, I'll get them. I'll go next Friday,
making a special trip out to Amity to go get them. And now, whether I make it back is questionable. But
you're going to have plenty of, we'll just say, sweet inspiration that'll drive you back all the way here. So that is $360. That is exactly $30 a month. You know, you think about how you spend money now, and you think about all of these things are so expensive, and groceries are expensive, and to fill up the car is getting higher and higher as we move into these summer months. And then yet at the same time, we look at things, if you're maybe doing the shopping at home on Amazon or whatever, and you look and you're like, oh, that's only, you know, $30. Oh, that's only $50. I'm going to get that, right? So can you look at the value of what Mater Dei Radio does every single day? You buy a purchase and, you know, it doesn't bring you the joy that the Holy Spirit brings us through Mater Dei Radio. It doesn't satisfy the way that the Eucharist satisfies and feeds our soul. It doesn't lift other people's up the way that the message that Mater Dei Radio has to share. So would you be able to look at the value of $30 a month in your budget and offer it to Mater Dei Radio, and let's see what the Lord has to do with that? We receive these gifts and we are so humbled. We are so grateful for every donation that we have and what we are able to do with it. That is our promise to those who are pledging this hour, is that we will take your donation and we will use it to bring others to the Lord. That is what your pledge does for us today. So what part of $360 can you take? Bishop Peter Smith with us this hour. Bishop, I mean, we've been talking about, of course, the return on a pledge, but it is much more for us here at Mater Dei Radio than just dollars, and what God can do if we let him lead us the way he led you to the priesthood. The return is immeasurable.
Yeah, it's a multiplying effect. You know, in business or the military or these other places, you have this thing, force multiplier or the multiplier effect. So it's like, it's an investment in something that brings a much bigger impact and return. So we're investing in the operations, so to speak, of the radio station, but with the radio station in action, you can reach all these people and get a much greater impact for the proclamation of the gospel and the spreading the good news. Yeah.
Well, let's spread this good news. Let's bring all of this in. What portion can you take? See, we've come a long way this hour, and now when people look at, when we have thousands of dollars, all right, let's get it in. But now when we get to these smaller goals, $360, people are listening, they're like, oh, okay, I'm gonna wait, somebody else will get that.
Yeah, well
somebody else is you. So if you are listening to us this morning, has God blessed you in a way that is special that you'd like to share that, and can you make a phone call safely? Well, you're the someone else. You're the someone else that we are talking to this morning. So please give us a call at 888-823-5286. Online, materdeiradio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app.
So, Bishop, of course, you know, just with on the heels of the Easter celebration and all, but how do we keep that feeling of Easter, that celebratory spirit going, you know, as we're trying to keep the party going all the way to Pentecost, so to speak, but sometimes your spirit meter gets over on the E. So maybe some suggestions on how we can maintain that Easter joy throughout these 50 days towards Pentecost.
Well, one of the things that I love is of the Easter season is the first readings on Sundays is always the Acts of the Apostles. And the Acts of the Apostles is like an action story, because it's what we see now, that happens after Pentecost, but nonetheless, it's how you see the Holy Spirit working in the lives of the apostles and disciples, which is essentially the same way as the Holy Spirit works in and through Jesus. And so you see the apostles and disciples picking it up and continuing the mission and ministry and work of Jesus by virtue of the Holy Spirit. And if you start looking at the Acts of the Apostles, all the things that were going on and how the Holy Spirit inspired the apostles to spread out everywhere, and what seemed to be setbacks, you know, persecutions in certain places, all that did was make them go to other places and continue their work there. So there's a terrific example of the, we see the continuation of what Jesus has done this time in the church and the apostles and disciples through the Holy Spirit. So that's something that's always a reminder in all of this. Another thing to do is you look at what is Jesus doing through the resurrection, and we remind ourselves of that. You know, so during Lent, we have this season of fasting and preparation, but we fast in order to feast. So how do we feast in the Easter season? How do we remind ourselves of the victory of Jesus and what Jesus has done for us? And yeah, it does take a little intentionality, because, you know, when everything settles back down, it's back into the normal run and circumstance of life. But hopefully, whatever it was that we decided to do or not do, or changes that we decided to make during Lent, we can continue those kind of things on into the Easter season. It's not like we live normally and now we deprive ourselves or make whatever commitments we make during Lent, then we go back to normal. One would hope that those things would change our lives in such a way, or at least improve things in our life of faith, that we can continue going forward with that.
Beautiful.
888-823-5286. Thank you so much, Bishop Peter, for joining us today. Boy, Pat slowly but surely wins the race. How we doing?
We're doing great. $210 to go, and we've got it all in for a $3,000 match, matching dollar for dollar. $210, so close. 8 minutes to go. Thank you, Ian. Ian gave us a call at 888-823-5286. Ian here in Portland goes to St. Rita's, which is up in North Portland, really just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the Grotto over there. Wonderful parish at St. Rita's. So, Ian, thank you for giving us that call, but we can't leave it here. $210 to go. Doubling up those gifts for Bishop Smith. Let us double yours. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. Let's bring it all in the barn. Come on.
All right. Well, Bishop Peter, we are going to get to work and finish off this hour. We will do this. We will get $210 to finish this hour. So thank you so much for joining us. Will you please end us in a prayer?
Certainly. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us in our lives. Particularly, Lord, we thank you for the blessing of the victory that Jesus Christ won for us on his cross and with his resurrection. And Lord, we ask that the effects of that victory of Jesus Christ become ever more present in our lives, setting us free from sin, setting us free from evil, and transforming us and allowing us to live lives of deep faith and to be shining witnesses of the light of Jesus Christ to a world around us that so desperately needs it. Lord, we ask you to bless all those on Martyr Day Radio, all those who are listening, and all those that we love and care for. Lord, may your loving and merciful presence come to all of us and all of them. And Lord, draw each and every one of us closer to yourself every day of the rest of our lives. And may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, Bishop Peter, thank you so very much for your time. All right, for our listeners, you should tell them right now to give us a call.
Yes, folks, if you're listening out there, I know perhaps some of you are still in cars heading into work or in other forms of transportation. Take the opportunity. And these days, it's pretty simple when we have apps that we can download onto our smartphones that make it a lot easier for us to do all kinds of things, including to support the things that are most important to us, and I encourage you to support Mater Dei Radio and its mission.
Oh, thank you so very much. All right, so you heard it, Bishop Peter said. Let's get going. Let's make those calls. 888-823-5286. 5 minutes left, $210 to go. Let's get the ball rolling. Now, we want people to be able to call. The phone bank is open, I think, so we can take four calls. We need $210. Who's going to be the person that can take up
so close?
$210 for sure. Go online, materdeiradio.com. You can make that pledge. It is safe and secure. You can just use that form very quickly. Plug in all your information. I think Aaron has used the Hail Mary Media app about four times already this week to make his pledges. It is safe. It is secure. And then you can go about your day knowing that you supported Mater Dei Radio and supported Bishop Peter Smith on the Spring Share-a-thon. Let's get calling, 888-823-5286.
We've mentioned it many times throughout the week how Mater Dei Radio is this Catholic hub that all the information comes into here and then it goes out across the community. The community calendar, that is an idea that I'm going to steal and take back to the Diocese of Boise with me, because it's just great that, you know, people give you this information. You've got to get it out across the greater Portland area, but, you know, it's just a way to stay engaged in things that are happening in your parish, in your community, these fun events, these other fundraisers at these other ministries. So these ministries are sort of the spokes in this wheel, but at the center of it all is Mater Dei Radio. So you can play a part in that of not only evangelizing the good news and spreading the gospel, but also just keeping people informed, because, you know, I think sometimes we forget COVID wasn't that long ago.
Right.
And Bishop was talking about that. All those people that were cut off from the Eucharist because the churches were closed. And we need to remember that, you know, our faith, it's a blessing. And we are tremendously blessed in this country that we are able to go to worship and to celebrate Mass. But it wasn't that long ago that we didn't have it, but you were able to listen to the Mass here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, now that we can go back to church, there are still those people, elderly, the incarcerated, those people still continue to get that good news, to get that hope through Mater Dei Radio. So you can play a part in continuing that great work for another 34 years.
It was actually COVID that had us move, add a third airing of the Mass. We aired it twice, at 5 a.m. and at noon, and then because of COVID and the lockdowns and everything, we added the 8 p.m. airing, which still happens, so you hear the Mass three times a day here on Mater Dei Radio, along with, of course, the Rosary, which is what gave KBVM Mater Dei Radio its start, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, prayers sprinkled throughout the day. Yeah, and it's all because of your support. I mean, we stand on the shoulders of all those who have built this ministry. Join us in this effort and call 888, just like that person did, 888-823-5286, or go online to materdeiradio.com, or flip open yourself. Flip open. Nobody flips open.
Nobody has a flip phone, except for my dad.
He just
got rid of his, I think.
Swipe open your cell phone and tap on the Hail Mary Media app and make your donation there. And by the way, send us your prayer intentions. Those are very important to us, and we want to hear what we can do to pray with you and for you. And also, the sisters out at Our Lady of Peace Retreat have agreed and graciously do this, and they say, send us all of those prayer intentions. So we will literally be sending them a very long laundry list of prayers from all of you who have supported us. So please let us know how we can pray for you. But you got to do it by using the app, going online, or calling 888-823-5286 in this last minute and 10 seconds before the top of the hour.
Yeah, well, I think we made it. I think that last call put us over the top. Yeah, we saw the thumbs up through the window there. So thank you once again. Yay! Yay, Team Jesus! Thank you so much. Another great hour as Spring Share-a-thon continues. This is the fifth and final day, so if you've been waiting, don't wait anymore, because at 7 o'clock tonight, it's all over, and you don't want to miss that opportunity to be a part of the fun here at Mater Dei Radio. Spring Share-a-thon. We're going to go into a new hour. We have an exciting new guest.
Okay.
And we'll have a new goal, too.
Yeah, and before we move on, Bishop Peter, thank you so very much for your time today. God bless you. We appreciate you so very much.
Well, Patrick Ryan is joining us here in the studio. He's hooping and hollering in his bright yellow kicks. So sprinting up and down the stairs. You're busy this morning, my friend.
I am. I'm having fun. This is a blast working for the Lord. I love it. And we want to thank people who are our agents of hope out there, including Sandra at Resurrection Parish. Thank you, Sandra, for giving us a call. And our dear friend Jan from Milwaukee goes to St. John the Baptist there in Milwaukee. Thank you so much. We appreciate you putting us over the top for the hour, matching all those gifts dollar for dollar for Bishop Smith. Way to go, guys. We did it again.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a break here. Be back with a new hour, new goal, and a new guest. If you want to, make that call during the break and get us on the board here for the 9 o'clock hour at 888-823-5286 or online, MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. Faithful Friday. It's Spring Share-a-thon time at Mater Dei Radio.